You're listening to Accounting Best Practices, the podcast that covers the latest in accounting standards and management. Your host is Steve Bragg, CPA. He's an accounting author and the CFO of a public company. Stay tuned as Steve covers accounting best practices.
This is Steve Bragg, and welcome to episode 46. This is part 4 of a 5-part series on throughput accounting. And today's topic is financial analysis using throughput concepts. As I've mentioned before, it really helps if you first listen to the earlier throughput episodes, which are numbers 43, 44, and 45, because what I covered in those episodes will help you to understand what goes on in this one. Now, in this episode, I'm going to run through a bunch of financial analysis scenarios so that you can see how throughput applies to it. First, let's set up a base case scenario. We have orders for two products. Product A has a total throughput of $10 and requires 5 minutes of time at the bottleneck operation per unit. So it generates $2 per minute of bottleneck time. That's the throughput of $10 divided by 5 minutes. There's a customer order of 500 units for product A, so that requires 2,500 minutes of bottleneck time. Next, product B has a total throughput of $20, and it requires 4 minutes of time at the bottleneck operation per unit, so it generates $5 per minute of bottleneck time. There's also a customer order of 500 units for product B, and this requires 2,000 minutes of bottleneck time. So here's our first analysis problem. The bottleneck only has 4,000 minutes of time available per week, but we have 4,500 minutes of required production time between the two products. So what do we not produce? Well, the answer is to always produce the maximum amount of any product that generates the largest amount of throughput per minute, which in this case is product B. It generates $5 per minute versus $2 per minute for product A. Therefore, we produce all of the order for product B, and we intentionally fall short of production on product A, since this maximizes profits. So let's extend that example. The sales manager, bless his heart, gets a huge order for product B that can tie up all of our production capability, but only if we accept a price drop that reduces throughput per minute to $4 from the original $5. Now, is this a good deal, or do we fire the sales manager? The solution is actually pretty simple. Under the base case, the total throughput we earned was 2,000 minutes of product B and 2,000 minutes of product A, which totaled $14,000. Under the new scenario, anything better than $14,000 is a good deal. Since we'll now be running 4,000 minutes at $4 of throughput per minute, the total throughput is now $16,000. So we give the sales manager a cookie. Let's try another situation. We receive a proposal from the production manager where he wants to pre-process some of product A before it reaches the bottleneck operation so that it requires less time at the bottleneck. In fact, it only requires 2 minutes per unit instead of the old 5 minutes. This increases its throughput to $5 per minute of bottleneck time. With the faster processing speed, we can now run all of both orders for a grand total throughput of $15,000. We get that number from $10 of throughput for product A, times an order size of 500 units, and $20 of throughput for product B, times an order of the same size. So we've established that our throughput will increase by $1,000 per week if we implement the change. The real question becomes, what investment and added expense do we incur in exchange for that $1,000 in throughput? This becomes a management decision that depends on the circumstances. But, for example, what if the investment was a one-time outlay of $5,000? Then it would pay for itself in 5 weeks, and I think most managers would accept that proposal in a few seconds. Let's try another example. How about if there's a quality problem with product B, so that an average of 100 units are scrapped per week after they've been processed through the bottleneck? Well, each unit earned $20 of throughput, so we're losing $2,000 every week because of the quality problem. The question is, should we install a quality review station directly in front of the bottleneck whose sole job is to review product B parts? The answer is, well, yes, as long as that quality workstation costs the company less than $2,000 per week. Okay, let's do another example. What if the employees who run the bottleneck operation take some time off each day for breaks, so that the workstation has total weekly downtime of 200 minutes? In this case, product A has less throughput per minute at $2 per minute, so it will always be scheduled to go after product B, and therefore if there is downtime, fewer units of product A will be completed. Since we'd be losing $2 of throughput per minute times 200 minutes, there's a potential profit loss of $400 per week. So if we can get a part-timer who costs us less than $400 per week to fill in those breaks, then we'll make more money. And then we have one of my favorites, which is the product cancellation decision. The cost accountant applies $11 of overhead to each unit of product A, which now appears to give it throughput of negative $1, and makes a recommendation that we therefore cancel the product. But if we did that, the bottleneck would no longer have enough work to do, and we'd be walking away from $5,000 of throughput. Just to repeat, our base case was $10 of throughput per unit times an order of 500 units, which is $5,000. The solution is to ignore the overhead application. We do not cancel the product, and we keep on producing product A. This gives us more profit than if we canceled product A. But there is a situation where we do cancel product A, which is when the engineering department creates a new product. In this case, if the throughput of the new product is more than the $2 per minute of bottleneck time that we had with product A, then the company as a whole will make more money if we dump product A in favor of the new product. And finally, what if the bottleneck has enough capacity to produce every possible order? In this case, there is no production bottleneck. Instead, the bottleneck may very well be located in the sales department. Or it may be located outside of the company entirely, in which case the company might actually make more money by dropping its price in order to bring in more order volume. As long as the new price is not too low, the company could use its extra production capacity to crank out more throughput dollars than it had before. Now, I realize that the concepts in this episode are more difficult to visualize than the throughput information in the last three episodes, so you might want to check out a bunch of articles on this at my website. Go to stevebragg.com, click on the search button at the bottom of any page, and enter the word throughput. That should take you right to a list of articles. And as usual, the articles are free. Next time, I'll finish up the throughput discussion, and then we'll get into a new topic. And that concludes this podcast. If you'd like more information about throughput accounting, please take a look at my throughput accounting book, which you can buy at stevebragg.com. Or you can sign up for my free newsletter, also at stevebragg.com. That's spelled S-T-E-V-E-B-R-A-G-G. If you have any comments, please send an email to bragg.steven@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 303-731-5552. Thank you for listening.